The Gemara says on the top of Daf Tzadivan on the base, there's a machlekes on the maiden lechem apanim. What was it? So tzura b'chinina amar kamin teva prutza, Rabbi Yechon amar kamin svina rekenes. So Pasha says this is machlekes what the tzura of the lechem apanim was, how you're supposed to make the lechem apanim. Chazanish has a chiddush. Chazanish says that really there's no machlekes, and both ways are kosher. Either way you could do it would be kosher. Machlekes says what was the minig? How did they do it lemaisa? But mi'ikar din midaraisa. Both are good options. Either Tevar Putza would work, Svina Rekedis would work. It's more of a machlekes what they did Lamaisa and the Beis Hamikdash. And I think you can bring a riot to this from the Baal Turim. If you look in the Baal Turim on the Pasuk of the Lechem Apanim in Parsha Zemer, Chavdal, Pasuk Hey, it says like this. It says, V'lekachta Tzeilis V'afisa Oysa Shnei Mesechal Shnei Esern Mi'achal Achas. So in the words of V'afisa Oysa, it's like the Baal Turim, Pal Dekizach, he says, it's Begimatria Kimin Tevar Putza, and Begimatria Svina Rekedis. So the words of Afisa Isa equals in Gematria both Kimin Tevar Putza and equals Svina Rekedis. And the question is, what's the beer in such a remez? We know that we're having a machlokes amarayim, what the right halacha is, but midaraisa, only one of them is true. Why would the Torah be meramez to both if there's only one way of doing it? But I think Lefi Chazanish is very geshmak, because both of them are taka good options. Both of them work, and the Torah is being meramez to both, and it's saying Afisa Isa could be either way. You could either do it Tevar Putza, you could do it Svina Rekedis. Either one is a good one. The whole Shining Gemara is what was done Lamaisa. For whatever reason, they chose one over the other, but Mikra Adin, both are good, valid options, and therefore both of them are talking Marumas in the Torah, both Svina Putza and Tevar Rekedis.